In this week's Parashas Mishpatim, the first halachas are about Eved Ivri. Right? The first law the Torah mentions is Kesikne Eved Ivri, what the laws are, and then it talks about Oma Ivriya, a girl who's been by a father, has been submitted as an Oma Ivriya, as a maid. And then later on it talks about Eved Knani in the Parashah, right? A non-Hebrew slave. Now, in Chassidus, there's a Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek where he cites from the Alter Rebbe. He says a drush nichbod moed. He says there's a Maimer of my grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, who a very very special, distinguished Maimer of my grandfather on the subject of this parsha, of the different classifications of avodim, of servants. And he explains that Eved Knani, Eved Ivri, and Omo Ivriyo correspond to the three levels that he discusses, which is the main topic of Tanya. The first part of Tanya is the categories of a Rosh Beinoni and Tzadik. He says that the Eved Knani is the Rosh V'Toivloi. I mean, nothing about a Rosh is just evil, evil, vicious. But he fails from time to time, and then he regrets, of course, and he comes back onto, you know, onto the wagon. And then you have the Beinoni, that's the Eved Ivri, who never commits a sin. He's very disciplined, but he definitely has internally the possibility of falling back into it, but he's very disciplined and he's never going to consider to do anything wrong. And then we have the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik, that's the Omo Ivriyo. The Rebbe says, these are the three categories, and the Tzemach Tzedek sort of adds one nuance that it's possible that the Eved Knani is not just a Rosh V'Tovloi, you can also consider him a Beinoni, a low-level Beinoni. And the Rebbe goes in a Maimer and explains what is the difference between a low-level Beinoni and the real level of a Beinoni, and that we can even fit Eved Knani into the low-level Beinoni. But let's go with the idea, as the Tzemach Tzedek suggests, that the Eved Knani is a Rosh V'Tovloi. That means it's somebody who's trying to be good, but every once in a while the Yetzer comes and he does something wrong, which I can say a lot of people we know, we won't talk about ourselves, we may fall into that category. The Rebbe, in a Maimer, says a beautiful pshat. I'm going to take one point of that Maimer. The Rashi, in the beginning of Mishpatim, when it starts with the law of Eved Ivri, Rashi says, Kisikne Eved Ivri, it says in the Pasuk, if you buy an Eved Ivri. Now, we translate Eved, who is a Hebrew. That means his identity is that he's Jewish. And the law says that you can only work for 6 years and so on. Rashi says, Yochel, you might think, maybe, that Eved Ivri doesn't mean that the Eved is a Jew, the Eved is an Ivri. Maybe Eved Ivri can also mean, I mean, if you know the grammar in Hebrew, it can also be translated Eved Shel Ivri. It's really an Eved Knani, who's not Jewish, but he belongs to an Ivri, and you bought it from another Jew. Says Rashi, Talmud Leima. So Talmud Leima teaches us, because it says in a pasuk later, Achicha Ivra Ivriya, Rashi brings a pasuk that clearly precludes that possibility of interpretation, and that we're talking about Eved who is an Ivri, not he belongs to an Ivri. Okay? So the Rebbe gives an allegorical reading of the Rashi. The Eved Knani is the Jew who is, what does the Gemara say about Eved Knani? Eved Knani is somebody whose heart and soul is vested in temptations, in unclean desires. And really, if he didn't have the yoke of his master over him and being afraid that the master will punish him for not doing the right thing, he'd be going off to do his own, following his heart desires. His inside is definitely rotten, not clean, far from clean. This is called in the Gemara, Avde behefkere nichale. A slave wants hefker. He wants to be free. Do whatever he wants, whatever his heart desires. Follow the savage temptations of his heart without anybody impeding on it. But because he's a servant, he's a slave, and he has the fear of the master over him, he disciplines himself and tries not to do the wrong thing because he's afraid. As far as his identity is concerned, his character, he wants to do the, what does he identify most with? What gives him the most pleasure in life is following his temptations. So Rashi says like this, sometimes a Jew sees that he's full of negative feelings and temptations, and he's driven to do evil, and he fails from time to time. He's a Rosh HaVetovloi, and every once in a while he does tshuva. Right after he does the Aveira, he wants to do tshuva. Why is that? Because he feels he's an Eved Knani that has that character and that disposition to want to follow things that are completely opposite of Kedusha. But he also knows he belongs to an Ivri. What means he belongs to an Ivri? He's a Jew who's a descendant of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ha-Ivri. And as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, every Jew has Beirusha, right? By inheritance from Avraham Avinu, that natural desire to be close to Hashem and dreads the possibility of being separated from Hashem. That is really what we get from Avraham Avinu. But the Jew thinks like this, my real essence, I'm really an Eved Kanani. That means my identity is really an Eved Kanani. All I want is just Taivas Olam Haza, the desires of this world. But I also happen to be a descendant from that family, from Avraham Avinu, so I belong to an Ivri. But the Ivri part in me, the Avam Usoteres, right? That Avam is not part of my identity. I am really a person who is gravitating towards other things, towards negative things. But because I'm also connected somehow to Avraham Avinu, I belong to an Ivri. So that's what pushes me every once in a while to go back and do tshuva. This is the source of the regrets I get, right? But after I have regrets, then I have a desire again to go back into it. So that's the struggle. But really, inside, I am definitely steeped in a world of an Eved Kanani. Behefker Nichalei wants to be Hefker. Says Yochel, you might think, the Jew might look at himself and think, this is who I am. Talmud Loimar. So we tell him, Talmud, start learning Torah. Start learning Torah. And what will happen once you start learning? Loimar, it'll tell you, no. This is not the real you. Eved Ivri. Your identity is an Ivri. It's not that you have this extra thing, added thing, Ivri, that nags at you and after every time you fail, you want to do tshuva. You are be'etzem, at the very core, you're an Ivri. The Ava Mesoteres is your identity. The Eved Kanani is a foreign thing to you. But in order to discover that, you have to Talmud Leima. You got to learn Torah. You learn Torah will that develop that in you, will that reveal that in you.